This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Two meetings last year between Buffalo and Edmonton, of course, and two this year. They will happen on 11-17 and 12-9. But last year's season series was interesting, as the Oilers are our team of the day. Buffalo had two games of 3-2 scores against the Oilers. They lost in Edmonton. They won at home with Josh Norris.
Oh, yeah.
It was home, was it not, Jeff? The Josh Norris game-winning assist in his only victory so far as a member of the Sabres, because he only played three games. But it was on this play where Norris did the work and ultimately allowed Tage Thompson to get the winner against the Oilers.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, we're going to have to get those type of production and results from Josh Norris this year healthy. That would definitely help the Sabres get, to the playoffs or at least close to it and knocking on the door. But the Oilers, man, they had some moments last year where they looked really good. And then they had some moments like this, like turnover at the blue line. Norris comes in, gets it to Thompson. He walks around Stu Skinner, who's fishing like a swimming like a fish in the crease, right? And that was their season. You had some great moments, and then you had some not so good. And this was a not so good moment for the Oilers.
Since McDavid entered the NHL, Buffalo is 10-7-1 against the Oilers. And granted, McDavid did not play in two of those 18 games. But did you know, and I think you might, this might just serve as a gentle reminder from something I've said in previous on-air episodes featuring the two of us, that McDavid's lowest points per game total in the NHL, even though it's almost at 1.2 points per game, is against the Buffalo Sabres.
Somehow they've had his number, but he still gets over like a point a game, and that's good. Hey, guys, you know what? We know we're not going to keep him off the scoreboard. Just don't give him more than one.
Right.
And that's something that the Sabres were able to do. And then when you look at that win at home against the Edmonton Oilers, how many points did Connor McDavid get? One. It was a power play assist that made it 2-2 in the second period before Thompson scored to make it 3-2. So you give him a point, and you're giving yourself a good chance to win. You give him two or three, it's bye-bye, and you take the L.
Marty Rantanen coming up, but first, the big question.
The big question with the Edmonton Oilers. And I know we're talking about Alex Tuch in Buffalo this summer about, hey, when is the extension coming? Okay, that's nice here in Buffalo. Alex Tuch wanted to sign an extension. Let's get it done before the season starts. But Connor McDavid's extension, he was eligible to sign an extension on July 1 as well because he has 1 year left to his contract. And we are now August the 7th, and I have not heard anything.
What do you mean anything? It's in the Edmonton papers every day.
Okay, I've not heard any like conversation between the teams. Any like, hey, you know what? Connor McDavid's gonna want $18 million, and the team's offering $15 million, and like, there's no mention. And maybe they're doing it behind closed doors. And Jeff Jackson, the president, which was Connor McDavid's agent, is sitting down like on the golf course or whatnot, and they're talking it that way. But I'm concerned because I don't think the Oilers have any cap restriction next year when it comes to the cap is going to go up to over $100 million. They have $52 million or $58 million committed. They do have a lot of players that need a contract in a year from now. But your number one priority is Connor McDavid. I don't think they are going to tell Connor McDavid, we don't have the money. They'll pay him whatever he wants. Right now, I feel, and I'm not a pessimist guy. I'm not a negative guy. I'm a positive guy. But right now, I feel like Connor McDavid is telling the Oilers, I want to see what happens. And that is troubling for the Oilers, because if Connor McDavid somehow October, November, December comes and goes and he's not signed to an extension, Stan Bowman is going to have a lot of sleepless nights trying to figure out what to do with Connor McDavid.
I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think the number is
I've been on that train the whole time. I've never thought it was going to be an issue. But now I think it may start to become an issue.
I think the number is going to be close to $20 million.
Yeah, well, because so you can sign 20% is the maximum of the salary cap the year that you sign that you could go for. So if the cap goes to $103.5 million, then 21 million would be the 20% of the cap. And I think it's going to be at the very least 18 to 19 million, but it could go over 19 into 20 if he really wants to get it done.
Which Oilers are you? So when do you think it will get done?
I would think that that would need to be done before the season starts.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be a major distraction for everybody, like, and trying to, you know, to move forward. Just say, hey, we have our team. We have our, you know, Zach Hyman and Leon Draisaitl, Evan Bouchard, who didn't sign an 8-year deal, right? He signed a shorter term deal,
right?
Kind of almost open. Like, if we don't go anywhere and if Connor McDavid doesn't sign here, I've got an out in what, 5 years, 4 years, 5 years, as opposed to wait 8 years.
Yeah, a little different with Bouchard. Obviously, he's younger and he's going to cash in. First of all, there are no comps to McDavid, but like, yeah, Bouchard's a good deal for him. And by the time his next one rolls around, the cap is going to be a lot higher and he's going to be able to.
He's 25 and he will be 29 in 4 years when his contract expires, and he'll still be at the age of. You can sign a 6, 7, 8 year deal. Yeah. Well, it won't be 8 year deals available by then because the new CBA will kick in, but he can sign a 6 or 7 year deal and be fine.
And the cap could be between 113 and 120 million by then. So, top goaltenders all time against Buffalo from Edmonton's perspective. Which Oiler goalie beat Buffalo the most?
Grant Fuhr.
Yes, Grant Fuhr. 12.
I was thinking. I was like, okay, is it Andy Moog or Grant Fuhr?
Andy Moog, 5. Stuart Skinner, Curtis Joseph, Bill Ranford with 3 wins apiece.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Curtis Joseph had some good moments with the Oilers. That's right. I forget that he had some really, really good moment. You know, it wasn't Dwayne Roloson, but Dwayne Roloson had a good moment with the Oilers as well. He played with us yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was great defenseman. Stay at home. He was awesome. Not a goalie, but yes, Dwayne Roloson is also had some good moments in the crease for the Oilers.
I have a good trivia question for you.
Okay.
2 former Sabres have their number retired by Edmonton. Who are they?
2 former Sabres have their... Well, Grant Fuhr is one.
Correct.
And the other one is going to be... Oh. I don't know who the other one is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Al Hamilton, defenseman who was with the Sabres in the early 70s. When Al was emerging as a standout defenseman with the Edmonton Oil Kings, there were comparisons to Bobby Orr. He ultimately, his numbers, he was very good with Buffalo, but he chose the WHA route when it started to go back to a place he excelled in junior. He actually broke in with the Rangers for a few games before he ended up in Buffalo, but he had a terrific, you know, among WHA players for that half dozen years, like a legendary career. And then, of course, they merged with the NHL. He was there that first season in the NHL with Edmonton, but injuries kind of, you know, pushed him to the sidelines more than he would have liked, and he called it quits. But obviously, significance in the Oilers brand, their transition. He was there for Gretzky's first year in the WHA and in the, you know, in the, obviously in the NHL as well. Al Hamilton is the only non-80s Oiler, like Oilers dynasty of the 80s, he's the only non-dynasty player to have his number retired by the Edmonton Oilers. So, but yes, it was.
And that's
was,
why I didn't think that, because I was thinking the Messiers, well, and the Yari Curry and the Glenn Andersons. And I was like, okay, who else is in that group of guys that
are not
number retired NHL wise, but he's not, like, it's WHA.
And the thing is, like, when we reflect upon the beginnings of the Sabres and how good they were in making it to the final in just their fifth year, like the defense core was really, really strong. It's unfortunate that Al Hamilton chose to not stay in the NHL and continue with Buffalo. I mean, yes, his, because he obviously would have been yet another, you know, standout performer. He was with the Sabres only in the first two seasons of 70-71 and 71-72. 30 points the first year, 34 the next. And I mean, the numbers are almost insignificant in the sense of, you know, look, you're an expansion team. You're swimming uphill every night. You're just doing, but hey, Al Hamilton on a really great Buffalo team in year five could have been absolutely legendary. Anyway, just
one of the guy I thought maybe, but I'm like, yeah, he doesn't have his number retired. But when you think of the Oilers and the Sabres and somebody that was there for three Stanley Cups, it's Craig Muni.
Craig Sims. Oh, Craig Muni. Yes.
Craig Muni. So I thought Craig Muni, maybe I'm like, he doesn't have his number retired. But when I think of Oilers and Buffalo and players that have played for both, I think of Craig Muni because he was that stay-at-home, big, tough defenseman, and obviously has made Western New York and Buffalo his home and has been here. And I see him, and we'll see him in a few weeks here at the alumni golf tournament.
Craig Simpson is one I would have thought of as well, who in his day was a very, very, very good winger in the NHL. And that's going to lead us down the path of today's wingers and Marty Rantanen.
Yes. Right now?
Yeah.
Right now?
There's only 6 minutes left in the show.
Okay, well, let me get you on the NHL. Our friends, I'm not going to say my friends, our friends at the NHL Network have listed the top 20 wingers for this upcoming season. And, I mean, Nikita Kucherov is number one. I'm like, that's really good. David Pastrnak is number two. That's really good. But I have a few issues with their list. Number one, what's a winger? Because on their list of wingers, they have many centers that are listed on the NHL.com as centers. If you go through left wing, right wing in the stats, you're looking at Jake Guentzel. He's listed as a center. Is he playing the wing? Yes, but he's listed as a center. Well, why isn't Tage Thompson not on this list then? Well, he's listed as a center. Doesn't matter. Sam Reinhart is listed as a center on NHL.com, and he's on the top 20 wingers on NHL Network.
It's 2025, and we're still having this problem with what players are listed as on NHL.com.
I say this. Unless you are a true center, it should never be specified wingers or whatever. You want to give me the top 10 centers? I think there's something to be said about a real center, somebody that plays the middle all the time. But most of everybody interchanges between the wing and the center and the center and a wing. I mean, we could look at Draisaitl and say he's a winger because when he plays with McDavid, he's a winger, but he's going to be listed as a center. There's so much there. Marty Natchez is listed as a center, so he's not on this list. I think Marty Natchez has the numbers to be considered potentially as a top 20 winger, but no, he's a center on NHL.com, like Tage Thompson. But they didn't do that for Guentzel and Reinhart. So I have a problem. And I also have a problem that Tage Thompson's not on the list. And I could make an argument for Alex Tuch on this list. And they put Adrian Kempe on the list at number 20. Adrian Kempe is a good player. Adrian Kempe is a good winger. But I think Alex Tuch plays more of a role of multiple dimension, like penalty kill, power play, end of periods. Like, I think that he could be on there. And here's one more of a Marty Rantanen. Brady Tkachuk is listed as the 14th best winger in the National Hockey League, according to NHL Network. Do you know who in the Sabres had the, I don't want to say identical numbers, but very, very similar number to Brady Tkachuk this year? Jason Zucker. 53, 51 points, whatever, the same amount of games, 72. Like, Jason Zucker had the same production as Brady Tkachuk. I get that Brady Tkachuk's the captain, but he's not the 14th best winger in the NHL. Don't get me. Like, I get Matthew Tkachuk is high on the list. That's fine. But don't put Brady Tkachuk as a top 20 winger.
Well, Brady was battling injuries, so I think that put a little dent in the production.
And then, you know what? Show me what he can do when he's fully healthy. But he's not on my top 20 list right now.
Well, what else do you have a problem with on the list?
I have a problem with Brandon Hagel being 13th. Like, Brandon Hagel is a top 10 winger in the NHL. And I could have a debate seeing he's a top 6 potential winger in the NHL. And he's 13th. Jesper Bratt is a spot ahead of Brandon Hagel. Like, that to me, I get Jesper Bratt had a great season last year.
He's had many great seasons. Yeah. He's had more great seasons than Hagel.
Yeah, but Hagel at 90 points last year, he's the way that he plays again. Give me somebody that has a different element to his game. Hagel has that.
Why aren't you bent out of shape that Ovi is at 17 when he's still basically the goals per game leader in the NHL outside of guys like Pasternak?
Yes, but I look at the list and I'm like, okay, like I'm Clayton Keller. Clayton Keller is there. There's a lot there. I'm just saying Ovi for me was 20th. I have him on the list, but I don't have him in the top 15.
More lists to come. That is the dog days of August, thanks to our friends at NHL Network. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.